That amongst the Eidot HaMizrach, and some other groups as well, they have the Su'udat Amen, and it's actually a very beautiful idea. So this sugya is actually broad contemporary halachic relevance, and also I think is a very nice. The sugya of Amen is is to the sugya of Brachos what Kisui Hadam is to Shechita. It's Tanur Rabbanan. Ein onin lo Amen hachatufa, velo Amen ketufa, velo Amen yesoma, velo yizrok bracha mipiv. That's going to be the linchpin line. Ben azay omer kolaona Amen yesoma yu banav yesomim. My goodness. Chatufa yeschatfu yamav. Ketufa yiskatfu yamav. So, rather than try to proceed, further as we naturally would have, so let's just try to spend the next quarter hour or so reflecting on this. So the amazing thing is the significance that the Gemara is ascribing to Amen, right? Ad kidei kach, that the Gemara is saying, an Amen Yesoma, Banav Yesomim. I mean, you know what that means. You could just plug it in. It's like a Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shamayim. An Amen Chatufa, you didn't enunciate it properly. So Yischatfu Yamav, Ketufa, Yischatfu Yamav, your days will be cut short. B'chol Amarech Ba'amei Marichano Yamav Ushnosav. That this is making Amen a matter of life or death, right? So it's a little bit, at least on its face, a little bit difficult to understand what exactly the Gemara, is driving at. Why is it ascribing such significance to, again, this is not to chas v'shalom be mezalzel, but it's pretty shocking lines. So let's take a look at Rashi. Let's first cover the halachic piece. We'll take a look at Rashi and Tosus. Very important issue, which is Nogea halacha lemaisa. And then I want to come back to a certain heyara that I have on Velo Yizrok bracha mipiv. So Rashi says, oh, now I realize. Okay, so we have to go back a few lines. My mistake. This is to the student's previous Tanur Rabbanan. I thought that I had learned this with you guys on Friday. I realize now that I didn't get up to it. So Tanur Rabbanan, Shnayim Mamtinin. So he was getting his son ready for the wedding. Bei Rav Shmuel, Bei Rav Ketina, Kadam v'Yasev v'Kamasni le'Livrei, and Abotzei Rashi le'Vtzoa, Chiyachala Amen, Mipia Onim. You wait for them to say Amen. We have this halacha where, by the way? This is the same as we have in. They can't start. Yeah, Yenison? Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Rav Chista Amar, Mipi Rov Ha'Onim. Some of the Rabbi Barchama, Maishna Ruba, Da Kasi Lokalia Bracha, Mutanami Lokalia Bracha. So in this case, we can all be like Rabbi Meir. Choshishin, the Miuta. How's it going to help, if people haven't really fully finished the Bracha? So Amrle Shani Omer, Kola Omer Amen, Yoser Midai, Eino Ela Toa. Okay, so that sets us up. So Rashi says, Ad Shechala Amen Mipia Onim. Amen, achar berchas hamotzi, da'af anias amen min habrachahi. Fascinating. Ve'amir perakets and mevarchin serach shetechala bracha kodem bitzia. Okay, so what's the definition of chatufa? Korin es aleph bechata velo bepatach, ve'amen, hu tzarech lomar amen, ktufa, shemechaser kriyas hanun, shenomotzia bepeh, shetehni keres, so it sounds like amei. Not Amen, Yesoma, Shalosh Shama HaBracha, With a massive shul in Alexandria. Alexandria, Shalmitraim, Hayu Manifin, Besudarim, Shegim, Eislan, Osamein, because it was so big. Amalo Shami, Vekaanu. So isn't that a problem of an Amen Yisomen? Isn't that like an Isser Chamor? So, Hano, made the Yadi, Shem Yonim, Shem Onim, Achar Bracha. One criterion to make it not an Amen Yisoma is that they knew that everybody else was answering Amen after a Bracha. They also knew which bracha was being said. They just couldn't hear the mevarich. So they were permitted to say an amen. That's not an amen yisoma. For an amen yisoma, it sounds like two conditions that have to be satisfied. According to Rashi, you would not be able to know what bracha was being recited, and you wouldn't be able to understand that amen was being answered by everybody else around you. Now, the Balei HaTosfos, interestingly, take a slightly different criterion. They bring up the same issue of the Gemara in Sukkah, the massive shul in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. They say it Belashon Tema, the Aminot B'Sukkah, Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Meshay Yasham Kal Gadol, V'lo Yicholim Kulam Lishmo V'Piyam Mevarech, V'yam Menifim Mesudarim, etc. Shei Shlomer Shai Yodim Be'ezer Bracha Chazan Omer. He says, puts the Dagesh on the second issue in Rashi. He says, they knew. They were up to whatever, Berchos Kriyat Shema. Amnam lo yoshomim oso, aval hachamari shenim yodim klal, hecha nechazan omeid, umispalol, uveeza bracha hu omeid, ela omein achar acherim below shmia, uvelo yedia. So below shmia obviously means they can't hear the mevarech, lo yedia means that the Balei HaTosfos are emphasizing the second issue that Rashi emphasized, as opposed to just, again, the more general issue that Rashi raised first. You do know that you're saying this after a bracha. One more line in Tosos. Kolamarech v'amein marich lo yama v'shnosav, uvilvad shlo yarech yoser midai. Okay, the time of the fish, ein kriyas ateva kemashma'a, when you extend it out, it doesn't sound like amein, kshumarech yoser midai, maskele demilsa, dena boteh rasha levtsoa, shichala amein, Mipi Rov Ha'onim. So it turns out that we can be Mekel for the Miut that are Onim. Okay, that was the issue that was raised before. So back to Rashi, and then we'll be able to, I think, develop a little bit of a comprehensive theory. V'lo Yizrok Bracha Mipiv B'mehira Shadoma Lav Kemasa Ela Shechok Kavua Hulo. Yeah. Okay. So this Rashi, I think, when you put it together with a previous Rashi, I think is the beginning of an answer to our question. So we wanted to know, why is the Gemara treating, like what seems to be, to be honest, a relatively minor issue about the kpeda that a person has with Amen, why are we treating that so seriously? So what Rashi says is that if you read the Gemara carefully, right, it sounds like Amen is actually has the same geder in halacha as the bracha. Rashi says that before Rashi. And then Rashi says something of profound importance. He says that in this case, bracha is actually in the same geder, the halacha yenisin as what else? If Amen is really part of the bracha, and V'lo Yizrok Bracha Mipiv is like the halacha of Avi?
Tfilah.
Excellent. Tfilah, so Tfilah so Keva, of Domelav Kemaso, and Tfilah so Tachanunim. So then, it's very chamar. Because in a certain sense, it's even worse. Because one is taking the shame and malchus, and instead of treating them, beyira, bereses, it's a domelav kemasoi. So that's a very serious problem. That's a very, ki lo yinakeh, right? People who treat the shame Hashem lightly, right? And so it's only because we have this equation that establishes Amen as part of the bracha. Right? There's this whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, Nogei Halacha L'maisa, about what do you say in terms of answering Amen for the brachos of children. You know, so a lot of it depends on, you know, whether, you know, the bracha is really made with an understanding. If the children understand what they're saying, so probably acceptable. You know, it's a little challenging in the context of chinuch to figure out exactly what that means. But, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to encourage them. He would say amei, because it wasn't necessarily yet a full bracha, depending on how advanced the child was. The other major issue in terms of halacha lemaisa that's come up now was when we first started davening, many of us, not b'tzibur, but b'rabim over Zoom. The question of the Amen Yisoma came up. But this sugya in Hechalil was very dispositive. Because even though you don't have the kol, right, you're not getting the actual kol that you would get in person, you don't need that for purposes of an Amen Yisoma. It's a serious question, because an Amen Yisoma is very significant problem. But you do need to know where the chazan is omei. Do you know that? Hopefully, right? You need to have that as a benchmark yidia. And you have to understand that your amen is linked to a bracha. Remember, that was Shitas Rashi. Criterion one is that their onim amen achar a bracha. Criterion two is they should know which bracha. So you should probably, this is what came out, and it came out actually in Israel sooner than it came out here, that what Rav Rimon wrote in terms of the Zoom not implicating the problem of the Amen Yisoma. Yeah. So, Ilan, go ahead.
Do we have the idea that it's bad to like leave out an Amen, though? Because we see that by a bracha, but I don't know if we see that by Amen, so.
Meaning, when you say like to leave it out.
Like if somebody hears a bracha and they don't make an Amen.
Right. So I think that That you know, is again touches exactly on this issue, which is that you're a person, you don't have it here as much. You have the Gemara and Shabbos, where a person just, you know, like brazenly disregards a bracha and doesn't validate it, so that reflects on their Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim as well, you know, because they're not apparently not in agreement, so. It's a more serious issue than a person would naturally imagine. Okay, so let's go a little bit further, at least down to the two dots. Rav and Shmuel have a yasvi b'sudasa. So Rav and Shmuel were actually eating together, believe it or not. So asa Rav Simi bar Chia have a kamisar hei v'achil. So Rav Simi bar Chia would join them. This is obviously going to be a mizumin issue. And he was trying to eat very quickly, Rashi says, so that he could join, you know, together with their mizumin. So Amar Rav, so Rav says, you know, why are you rushing? Ma daitach? You think you can join our mizumin? Lutzdruve behadan, ana nachil nalan. By the time you came here, we actually were finished with our seuda. So Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says to Rav, I don't know that I agree, even though normally the halacha is kirav bi sure. In this case, Shmuel is going to have the upper hand. Ilu ma'isu li ardilia v'guzlaya la'aba milo achalina. So Shmuel and Rav happen to have different palates. I guess that itself is no surprise. So Shmuel, Rashi says, chaviven alav ardilia b'kinuach suda v'hein kiminu pitrios. He was a mushroom man. Ula Rav hayu chaviven gozlos. So he liked chicken. Particular young chicken. Ushmuel hayakori the Rav Abba lichvodo. So Shmuel says to Rav, he says, in a very technical sense, you and I might have eaten already. However, we haven't necessarily really ended our seuda, because as the expression goes, at least this is the expression that I heard when I was a kid, there's always room for dessert. So if it's you, Rav, they would bring you the gozal. If it's me, they would bring the mushroom. Okay, very different, Rav and Shmuel. We've got to say, Shmuel would, I guess, meet with greater approval, Bisman Hazeh, you know, amongst those who know about fancy foods, if he said he loved the Ardelia. So he says, had they brought us this, Miloa Chalinan, so would we not eat? So again, it sounds like Rashi says, Hilkach Logamra Suidasam Mitzdarev. So our Suda is not really done. It's like he's eating together with us. Okay. So Amalei Shmuel Ilomaiser. Tamide the Rav of Yasub Bisudasa. Al Rav Acha Imri Asagava Rabba the Mevarechlan. Gavar Rabba is here, he can lead us. Amalahu Misavrisu the Gadol Mevarech Ikar Shevesuda Mevarech. No. It's not the Gadol's Mevarech, it's the one who actually generated the Suda to begin with, that's Mevarech. Vilchasa Gadol Mevarech Avogav to Asala Basov. So the halacha is that, again, he has every right to delegate, he's not locked into it, but he gets the right of first refusal. So the Bali Atosos, interestingly, Paskin, Ilu Maisa Li Ardilia, right, this is what I noted before, Mash Madachin Halacha. It sounds like Shmuel is actually Aliva de Hilchas on this sugya, even though it's not Mamanos. De Rav Nami Lo Palak. Aval, but the Bali Atosos will say, here's the outer limit. Iyamar Havlan Unavarech, She Sichu Daita Milachol, So Ein Shlishi Mitzarif Imahim. So the Bali Atosos say, interestingly, in this sugya we pass in like Shmuel. Hilchas Agadol Mevarech. Mi uim Agadol Nosen Rishos Lekata Mevarech Shapir. Damrit Rav Mashiyadach. So I had a thought about that, about this whole issue of Rishos. I don't understand. Like, you know, V'kidashto, Ki Aslacha Melokecha Hu Makriv, right? Mevarech Rishon, Niftoach Rishon, etc. So what's this whole idea of Rishos? You know, shouldn't it be that the gadol should be mivarech? So I wanted to suggest the following. Maybe we can explain the lamdus as not the gadol is somehow deferring or being mochel in his kavod, but just get this for a second. Maybe it's an expression of his kavod. I don't mean just because he's being a nice guy. I don't mean like ezehu mechubad hamechabed esabrios. That's not what I have in mind. But the fact that he gets to delegate who would be the one, which katan would actually get to make the bracha, might be a referendum on his seniority and on his leadership. Because he has the authority to do that. So it's really a question of how one would understand the halacha as we do paskin, that gadol is mevarech. So if we understand it to be an issue of being mechabed him, so I think even within that approach to the sugya, that the whole idea it really is to be mechabed him. Ve'af al pichein, when a person then gets to decide how things are going to be playing out, right? His position of kavod is established through his authority to make decisions. That's an important point. So it almost follows logically from the idea of Gadol Mevarech. Maybe that's what the Bali Atosos are saying. It's not a mihu in the sense of, but he can choose to waive his kavod and not stand on ceremony. But on the contrary, if this is about him being the dominant figure, the Isha Mechubad, you know, in this group, then I think it makes perfect sense to say, and then if he delegates somebody, then that becomes an expression of his kavod. So this made me think, this approach to Bali Atosos, of a line that Rav Moshe Feinstein has in a famous tshuva about Kibud Av V'Em, where Rav Moshe was basically with working within the approach of the Rambam. I know I'm over, I'll stop at this point. So that, you know, the examples that are given in the Gemara Kedushin are just examples. But obviously, Kavod goes well beyond, you know, Ma'achil Amashka, Ma'abish Amechasa, according to Yerushalmi Emanuel, Motzi Umachnis, but those are like Rosh Prakim for everything that you would do for them. So if Moshe says something really important, he says, Ritzonam Zahu kivodam. It's not really any specific act, in as much as it's the total will. That's the question. So the expression of their will becomes their kavod. So if they say, you know, I want a glass of orange juice, okay, that happens to be mashke. But if they say, you know, I want to listen to Brahms, so you're supposed to put on the Brahms. I don't know, that's not Malbish and Mechasa, that's not Motzi Umachnis, that's not Machel Umashke, but Ritzonam Zehu Kivodam. So Kavod can express itself in terms of a person's Ratzon being implemented. I think that's critical. And I think that's what Tosfos is saying. So it's not a Mihu in the sense of, okay, but he can be Mochel on his Kavod. I don't think that's true. I think it's an expression of kavod. Okay. All right, so we'll hold it up there. Tomorrow we'll try to, you know, cover a little bit of extra ground because back to Demai. We never fully leave the sugya of Demai. So achal Demai, so halo chazile, ah, is it a problem? Isn't it like tevil? So we answer, kevan di boy mafker l'nichse v'heviani, we'll get into Achsanya in a second. That fundamentally, we don't relate to Demai as Machalos Asuros. Rashi famously says here, it's a Chorma de Rabbana Be'almahu, because it's really Rov HaMe'aretz Ma'asrin. And like we discussed, when we were discussing the issue of the Rambam and the Ravid, right, the question, everybody agrees that a person who's Mafrish, you know, is not going to make a bracha, so you could do it naked. The question is, what does that tell you about Savik Dirabanan in general? And the Rambam says a lot, and the Ravid says absolutely nothing, because this isn't a regular Savik Dirabanan, because it's really like Rabbi Meir. What do I mean by Rabbi Meir? Yenison, you were first. Right, so, like I said at the time, it's a reflection of the idea that certain Averos Chamuros, we are Choshesheh Lemiuta, what's a, probably on everybody's minds now, the most classical example of Choshesheh for a Miud and not relying on Bittul.
Johnson?
One more time? That's in Shabiria, right? But the Taz says in Dini Nefashos, we don't rely on Bittul. Right? It's not defined by the normal, you'd say, you know, less than 10% in terms of bugs, right? We would say is a miyot sheino matsui, right? But when it comes to, you'd say, you know, if we reopen school, I'm saying chas v'shalom. And we'd say, okay, a miyot sheino matsui of our talmidim will accept that mortality rate, you know, because a miyot sheino matsui, so there's no leidas asafek. You know, we'll have a 9.8% mortality rate. So I'm not saying all, but, you know, at least some of the parents wouldn't be comfortable with such a thing. So, you know, the Taz says it's because there's no din of bittul when it comes to sakanas nefashos. That's the issue of demai. So a person, in theory, could be mafkir is nechasim, and that would make it roi for him. Okay, so Meiser Rishon. Oh, I wanted to do the Tosas about Achsanya. Rashi and Tosas about Achsanya is very important. So Rashi's Achsanya is Chel Shel Melech Shematil Al Bnei Ha'ir Lizunam, right? Beshuvah Mimilchamto Varei Heim Kani Am Lefi Sheim Shelo Bin Koman. So why are you allowed to be Machil the Achsanya Dmai? Is because they basically, according to Rashi, have the same gather as Aniyim. Why are they Aniyim? Very important insight here. They're Aniyim from the perspective of. What makes them aniyim? I don't know. These could be wealthy people. Why are they to be machil d'mai?
They're not where they usually are.
Right. So this is like the idea of ger, right? Being like the ger, the yasom, the almani, the ani, right? The idea of somebody not being in the location as establishing them as beged there, you know, like an umlal. Very fascinating. So Rashi says, Achsanya is an extension of the principle of ani, right? It's not really its own category, but it's an extension of that principle. Baliatosis, interesting here. says, Mayri be'achsan Yisrael, umutalin aleim lazunam, behem ke'aniyim, similar ideas, Rashi, v'davka demaya, v'al tevel lo. Right? You're not allowed to feed them outright tevel, de'kasavlu iser misa. V'inami, or if you wanted to say, we're dealing with chachsan Yisrael nachrim, shehita aleim amelech, mikol makom davka demaya, v'al tevel lo, dimkein parei achovo, mimamono shel kohen. So this is obviously a very fascinating idea, and if you look in the in Mishpat, you already referenced this is Ayin Heitev, looking at Tosus and Erevin and Daf Yitzayin Amud Beis, the question of Achsanya. But what massive assumption do you have to make here? And say it's Tavil. They're not, you know, non-Jews don't have Machalos Asuros except for Eivar Min Achai. They're allowed to eat Chametz and Pesach. They're allowed to eat Nevela and Trefa and Shkatzim and Ramasim, famous Rashi in the beginning of that discussion in Parsha Shemini, about the Ohavo Shel Melech. So what do they care that it's not, you know, tithed? What do they care that it's Tevel? Right? So the reason that you wouldn't be allowed to do that, he says, is an issue not of Yerudeya, but an issue of Tosasir? It's an issue of Choshen Mishpat, that there's an issue of Gezel, of Mamon Shel Kohen. So that's very fascinating, because what's that Talal and Ephraim? Which question?
Is it that the Kohanim are Shluchei Rachmana, or that Shluchei Adonai?
That's an interesting way of putting it, but there's really two ways in Halacha of looking at Tevel. Is this a shame, Machalos? Yeah, Ilan, go ahead.
Or in Isser Achila.
Exactly right. So, again, the more that a person assumes that, okay, there is such a thing as, you know, machalos asuros called tevel, but we're not relating to the truma shebo, right? So the nafkamina will be the choshen mishpat issue. So you're saying no, because you're mafsid mamono shel kohen. I mean, that's exactly what, you know, the Ein Mishpat is trying to alert us to. It's a massive assumption here. Okay. So ma'aser rishis anidla truma. So pshita lo tzricha lo shigdimo b'shibolim. V'ifrish menu trumas ma'aser v'lo hishvish menu truma gedolah. So if the levi is marked in the kohen, so levi is ma'aser before truma gedolah was separated. So the question is, does he have to separate truma gedolah and trumas ma'aser? So that's the issue here. Chad Rabbi Avah v'dam Rabbi Avah v'mrish lakish ma'aser rishon shigdimo b'shibolim pater mi truma gedolah shenemer. Very mostly made a truma Hashem ma'aser mina ma'aser 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 ma'arti lecha thulviim below truma gedola utrumas ma'aser mina ma'aser. So again, it wasn't supposed to go that way, right? Mleas chavdim achalos acher. It should have gone, you know, bikurim and then truma and then ma'aser and then trumas ma'aser. But if it happens, but the evidence is why we're not mechayev the levi. So I'm there of papa labai hachi afilu ikdimo bechrinami. So if you're really willing to go with that logic that the levi isn't mechuyev and truma gedola, if he's marked in Bishibolim, so why not he's marked in Bechrinami? So says to you, we say, Mikol Masros Seichem, Tarimu. Masros Seichem sounds not like one Meiser, but multiple, right? So Mara Isa, so why should it be a Chalik between the Shibolim and the Chri? So the Gemara says, Ha'idgin, Hai Lo Idgin. So you have to understand the nature of the Halachos of Trumos and Meisros. Rashi says, "Mishash and Ismareach v'chri nased dagan v'kiva dekri dagan chal alav rishus kohen tchila dechsev reishis dagan chatiten avav v'shibolim lo idgan v'lo chal alav rishus kohen." Fascinating. So it has to do whether or not we assume that this food has entered the rishus of the kohen by the time it arrived in the hands of the Levi. Okay. Meiser heit sheni v'hektei shenivdu. So pshita, well, obviously, if they you did pidyon, so what's there to talk about? So hach ma'yaskin igon shenasan asakaren, and you're the bailim, v'lo nasan asachomesh. Hakamash shaman dein chomesh ma'akev. The chomesh is really external. It's not really needed for the pidyon. It's actually just establishing a kind of a, you know, quasi-knas, if you will, for a person taking things in and out of the realm of hektei. So hashamash, excuse me, sha'achal kezayas, pshita, well, why not? So ma'u disema shamash lo kava kamash malan. You might have argued that you never really have a shamash who is considered to be part of a grouping, because a shamash is always, you know, a mobile force, even if he happens to sit down for a moment, and even kizayis, we always see him as on the go. Okay, v'akuti mizamnin alav, so amai, lo yehi al amaretz, so why would we think that the kuti should be better than the amaretz? So tanya, ein mizamnin al amaretz, avai amar b'kuti chaver. We're dealing with a kuti who happens to not be an amaretz. So rav amar, if he's the same with a kuti amaretz, hacha b'amaretz d'rabbanan. The question is, this is when I explain to people who aren't necessarily familiar, I do like to give this example of how Gemara is just so interesting as a discipline amongst the Chadri HaTorah. See, would you believe it or not, there's a machlokas in the Gemara what day the Torah was given, right? They say, what? That's a matter of dispute in your religion? Right? We're coming up to machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't say in the Torah when the Torah was given. I said, nope. And in fact, we're not really sure. That's up for a debate. Everybody agrees it was given on Shabbos, but well, it was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That we're not sure about. Okay, so another thing is there's a debate in the Gemara what constitutes an ignoramus. I mean, there's something objectively humorous about that, right? So the question is, what's an amaretz? So the rabbanan, the pligi alei, the rameir, askina the tani ezu amaretz kol shenor ochel chulav b'tara the rameir. So the rameir says an amaretz is somebody who's not living up to the rabban standards of kedoshim to you. Chachamim amrim kol shenor meiser perosav kiroi. Okay, v'hani kusai asuri meiser k'dechazi. To be my bekasiv eraisem mizur zehiri damer marakol mizur shachziku ba'kusim harve medaktikim ba'yoser miyisrael. That we go, we have to admit the honest truth that the kutim, they were nizer in Torah Shabbat Peh, but things that were written in the Torah Shabbat Chsav, they went to the nth degree. Maybe not because they were so idealistic, but they didn't want to be eaten by the
lions.
Exactly, these are Gerei Arayos. Okay, so any mitzvah that the kutim did, Echziku Baba Harbe Yoser, Diktiku Ba Harbe Yoser Mishal. Tan Rabban, Ezo Amaretz. I'd say that's the standard definition of the Amaretz. Rabbi Shua Omer, Kol Shein Miniach Tvelin. Ben Azai Omer, Kol Shein Lo Tzitzis Vigdor. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Kol Shein Mizuzal Pischo. Rabbi Nassan Bar Yosef Omer, Kol Shein Shal Banim Venim Gavim Tam Torah. My favorite view. Achirim Omer, I just want to point out for a second. You could have the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world who's an Amaretz. Let me stop myself. If you don't learn with your children, you don't invest in that. You're too busy with your own learning. Then you're Tam Chacham, the Kari Le Amaretz, the biggest Amaretz in the world. You'd be the biggest Tam Chacham in the world, and be the biggest Amaretz in the world. It's the whole nature of Tam Torah. Vishinat Lamenacha, Limatim Osam Espenechem, Nasan Bar Yosef. Okay. Acherim Omrim Afilu Kara Vishinu Loshimish Tam Chacham Eriz Amaretz. Amr Vuna. Halacha ke'acherim, right? So the question is, again, if you're evaluating a kuti versus an amaretz, so you have to know what kind of amaretz you're talking about. Not every amaretz is the same. We have many different shitas. What constitutes an amaretz? Ranging from a person, who's following every halacha with maybe the exception of the aspiration of iskadishtam v'isam kedoshim, of achilas chulin b'taira, but that's already a madrega. Okay. So, Amrav Huna, Halacha ki Acherim, we paskin like the Acherim, Berchama, lo izmin alei the Rav Menashe bar Tachli, we'll come back to Tosus in a second. So, the Tani Sifra v'Sifrei v'Hilchasa, but yet apparently considered him to be an Amaretz. Ki kanach nafshe the Rami Berchama, when he passed away, so Amarava, it's because that he was very hard on Rav Menashe bar Tachli for considering him an Amaretz. So, nach nafshe the Rami Berchama, Eladu Ismin Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa. Vehatanya Chirim Omrim Afilu Kara Veshinu Loshimish Tamid Chamer Zama Aretz. So maybe that's why he didn't want to make him a Zomin with Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa. So Shani Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa Demishul Rabbanan that it was very clear that he did meet this standard. Virami Barchama Hu Delodak Abasrei. That Rami Barchama unfairly, prematurely judged him. But the reality was not the reality that was portrayed. So Lishna Acharina, Deshama Shmaitza, Mipumayu Derabanan, Vigaris Lahu, Kitzurba Mirabanan Dami, and is not going to be together on Ma'aretz, even if he wasn't fully Mishamesh Tamidei Chachamim. So, in terms of the Psak Halacha here, Amar Rav Huna Halacha Ke'achirim, so does that mean, you know, like, you know, it'd be a little bit uncomfortable, right? Imagine, you know, you're sitting around and three people ate bread, and you have somebody there who's not, you know, meeting the standards of the Acherim. And again, the Acherim have standards. Kara Vishina, Vishana, Veloshimesh Tamidei Chachamim. So you have somebody who you know, this is just not their background, but, you know, they can answer a mezumin. So you're not going to make a mezumin with them? I mean, that's the way it sounds from the Gemara, to be frank. The Bali Yatosa said, we cannot live up to this, or we don't live up to this. Does anybody happen to know what that's a reference to? What do we mean when we say kolachad holich ubone ban al atzma? What's that a reference to in a word? It's a rabbinic expression that if we're going to discriminate in this way against the Amei Haaretz, we're technically speaking, you're not Rishayim, so it's not Nisidur. Yeah.
The sugya there says because people would bring different korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, I think, and then no one would be able to bring their own korbanos.
Right, so what are they? What's it getting at? You're right. So what's it?
That we're going to have too many machlokos. Nobody's going to be able to eat in anyone else's house. It's going to eat a kumra that comes to a pool.
Right, so it's going to generate a lot of divisiveness, obviously. I'm just flipping because in the back of my Gemara, they give you like this cheat sheet here where you don't have to actually go and pull the chagiga off the shelf. So I just wanted to read you the language of the Tosus and Chagiga that paraphrases this as a matter of Eva. Just a second. Sorry. I can't find the next minute. I don't want to waste your time. But yeah, here we go. So, first Tosas Harash. So, Benu Chanan al Tasa de Inner Lorigilin Rabban of the Hache, the Mizamni of Hilo Amaretz Barer. Rabbi Ben Rishmaya Pirish Leisel Chasak El Chohani the Kaimelan Lekaman Ayodele Mimvarchen Mizamnu Olav Mashma People Amaretz says this we don't accept Lo Nehira the Hasam Lokai Ach Shmaitz Zekal the Amaretz Pasha VeMashal Olamad, right? It's really, as we say, it's an issue of public policy. It's not that we don't pass in like the Acher. So then the Tosus in Chagiga. We have to be concerned about the hostility it would generate to the people. Would know enough to know you're not making a mizumin because there's something wrong with them. Shalom Zamin Al Maratz Biyadolito. Venanu Mafsikin Atzmenu Kitamidi Chachamim Inenza. He says at this point, there's like a Yoara for a person to say, you already see this in the Gemara, by the way, when Rava commented about Rami Bar Chama being a little bit too strident in his position. So the Bali Atosos feel that the person can't quote unquote be Machmir anymore for this Gemara. So again, that's an issue of Eva, but it's also because it's a person. It's a form of Yohara to say that I'm the one that's, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm too holy to make a mezumin with, you know, this, you know, this Am Haaretz over here. Okay. So back to the Gemara, Achol Tevel U'Maiser. So Tevel Pshita, obviously, it's Machalos Asuras, Misa B'dei Shamayim. So Lo Tzricha, B'Tavel Tevel Midra Abanan. So it would be just Tevel Dir Abanan. And that's still not acceptable. Hechidami, what's the case? Ba'atzit Sheinu Nakov. Atzit Sheinu Nakov means that it's not being yonig directly from the ground. And yet, right, Midra Abanan, because it's still growing in soil, even if it's not growing in the soil of the ground, your chayiv afrashas trumas and maisers. Maiser rishon. So pshita lo tzricha kigon shigdimo bechri. So ma'u the same akdama le rapapa la baye, right? Masro sechem kamash malan kiddushani lay. That we actually, right, say that there's a difference between the shibolim and the kri in this regard. So maiser sheni, isn't it obvious if it wasn't redeemed that it's not going to be subject, you know, ein zem evare chalaminoitz? So pshita lo tzricha sheniftu. Lo niftu kehilchasan. What do you mean that lo niftu kehilchasan? Either it was nifta or not. So ma'aser sheni kigon shepedo al gabe asimon. Right. So it doesn't have a form. It's a coin, but it's just an asimon. Asimon in Hebrew, modern Hebrew, means a token. Rachmana amar v'tzarta kesef yadcha kesef sheish alav tzura. Okay. That's what we call kesef tzuri. So it has to be minted. Hekde shechilu al gabe karka v'lo pedo b'kesef. Rachmana amar. Minasan akesef ikamlo. Karak is not good for everything. Hashama shachol pachos b'kizayis pshita. So, if you didn't be kizayis, so what's to talk about? So, aydi tanavresh kizayis, tanasefa pachos b'kizayis. For that, you know, the Gemara says, you're right, it is obvious, but this is just an issue of symmetry. The last point that we'll cover for the day, v'nachri ein mizam nenalav, so pshita. What would be more obvious? He's not Jewish. So hachav mayaskinan beger shemal v'lo tavol. Damer b'zer b'yichanan v'yolam enu ger ad shimol v'yitbol v'chama delo v'kol kama delo tavol nachrihu. A person who hasn't had tevila b'mikvah or v'ayim saw is not considered to have finished the process of giyur, and until you finish the process of giyur, so you haven't finished the process of giyur. A person has to carry it all the way through. So it's a very powerful statement about mila, really. That there could be even such a hava, you know. I think that Mila is so powerful as the Knisa Labris that Tzvila is just like the Makim Epatish. And so, oh, so yeah. You know, or bring him into the Mezumin. We'll count him for the Minyan. Right? I don't know that we'll give him the Aseres Adibros, but, you know, we'll count him. Well, Mezumin, Minyan, whatever. The answer is no. Tzvila is a critical part of it. And this is the Ramban's beautiful Heara about the Gerish and Iskayer Kikatan Hanola Dami and Tevila representing the notion of a rebirth, right? Remember the Gemara in Pesachim and Tosos and Daf Zayin talks about Tevila's Ger maybe being the Av Tipus for all Tevilos in this way, being the fundamental form of rebirth. Okay, so we'll hold it up there and God willing we'll pick it up tomorrow, entire issue of Katan.
Thank you, Abby.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
All right, Abby.